A death toll from violence at a U.S. far-right rally in the city of Charlottesville in Virginia has now climbed to 3. At least one person was killed and dozens of others injured as a car plowed into a group of protesters. The driver was arrested afterwards. The incident took place amid violent clashes between white nationalists and counter-protesters. Police dispersed the crowd and made arrests after declaring the rally unlawful. There was also a helicopter crash near the site of the protest, killing the pilot and passenger on board. Now, police say the incident was linked to the street violence. President Donald Trump has condemned the unrest as, quote, an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. Joining us for more on the story out of Washington is Dr. Wilmer Leone, political scientist and talk show host. Hope, Doctor, and thanks for joining us on the program once again. And your thoughts that we're seeing this kind of activity on U.S. soil in the year 2017, Doctor?
Well, it's really not much of a surprise when you understand the hate-filled rhetoric that Donald Trump ran on and successfully employed to become president of the United States. It's not really surprising when you understand the history of the United States. We can go all the way back to the Red Summer of 1919 when whites rioted in St. Louis and other parts of the country against African Americans. What you have in Charlottesville, Virginia, is the city council deciding to remove statues that were paying tribute to Confederate soldiers. And that now has brought to the city the ire of white supremacists in this country. And it's really not nearly as surprising as many people would like to profess.
And then that soldier, that was Robert E. Lee. He lost, you know, Civil War to Ulysses S. Grant. They signed a treaty at the Appomattox courthouse. I mean, he was representing the South, which was trying to fight for their, you know, way of life, which was plantation owners, and they're utilizing slave labor to get ahead in life. And this is what they wanted to preserve. And, you know, they lost that war 200 years ago. So what are these whites out right now, the supremacists, what are they trying to, what's their sentiment? What's their objective? What do they want to get back to? I mean, is it even realistic
They want to get back to the racist ideology that fueled the Confederacy, but was still the undercurrent or undercurring ideology within the country as a whole. Remember, when you look at the Constitution of the United States, it has embedded in it the Three-Fifths Compromise, which stated very clearly that for the sake of counting individuals for representation, that Africans in America at that time were three-fifths of a person. It contained the fugitive slave provision, which allowed for enslaved Africans who were escaping from the north, from the south to the north, if caught, would be returned back to their masters. It also included the ability to import enslaved Africans into the country for 25 years after the document was signed. So even though that is the predicate for the division between the North and the South, that ideology was still alive and well and the basis upon which so much was occurring in this country. So when, for example, when slavery was abolished, it was abolished except for the being convicted, lawfully convicted of a crime, which was another way of continuing slavery even after constitutional amendments prohibited it.
So then what is it about the current U.S. President Donald Trump that somehow brings these people out, that validates somehow their sentiment and their, you know, their racist views and makes them feel empowered to come out to the streets and behave like this?
It's the racist rhetoric that he campaigned on, and it was the racist rhetoric, whether it was directly stated or implied, that has become a rallying cry for those whites in America who somehow believe that the entitlement that they were allegedly or rumored to have been entitled to somehow now is in jeopardy. I mean, you can go to look at Donald Trump's speech in Poland, where he talks about nationalist values, and he talks in very coded language sending messages to white supremacists in this country about what it really means to make America great again. I've written a piece that states Donald Trump was actually talking about how to make America white again.
Thank you, Doctor. Very disturbing day in the U.S. indeed. Dr. Wilmer Leon joining us out of Washington, political scientist and talk show host.